With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Five Republican presidential candidates return to the debate stage tonight in Florida. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
It'll be the smallest debate stage so far following Mike Pence's exit from the campaign trail and Doug Burgum's failure to qualify. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, who are tied for second place in Iowa, will be joined by Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. Donald Trump, who continues to hold a commanding lead, is skipping the debate and will hold a rally here in South Florida. Tonight's debate can be seen on NBC and heard on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Miami.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Republican-led House advanced a resolution to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib last night, teeing up a final vote set for today. It will penalize the Michigan Democrat for her criticism of Israel and support for Hamas following the terrorist group's surprise attack on October 7th. The final vote on the resolution, sponsored by GOP Representative Rich McCormick of Georgia, is expected sometime today. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has won re-election to a second term in Kentucky.
That a candidate should show vision and not sow division.
Yeah.
And a clear statement that anger politics should end right here and right now.
A word of advice from the International Monetary Fund to bank officials all across Europe.
The IMF says the European Central Bank and other policymakers need to keep interest rates at current elevated levels until they're sure inflation is under control despite sluggish growth. The Washington-based IMF says the cost of underestimating inflation's persistence could be painfully high. It adds the cost could result in another painful round of rate hikes that could rob the economy of a large portion of growth.
This is SRN News. More pro-abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
They want a federal appeals court to uphold health care guidance issued last year that says hospitals must provide abortions for women whose lives are at risk due to pregnancy. A federal judge blocked enforcement of the guidance last year after the state of Texas and pro-life advocates sued. They say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother, but that the federal guidance went too far, calling for abortions when an emergency condition is not present and eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Meantime, Baptist Press reports that Stand for Life, a pro-life advocacy ministry, is touring college campuses to promote a society that values and protects all of humanity as created in God's image. Stand for Life is developing various Bible-based curricula for churches, individuals, and groups. This is SRN News. Witnesses in the Sudanese region of Darfur say the paramilitary's rapid support forces are carrying out widespread killings of civilians there.
Photos from the Sudanese village of Adamata, close to the border with Chad, show bodies in the streets. Witnesses say these are ethnic killings, with the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, and Arab militias going house to house, rounding up members of the Musalid community. One senior UN official described the reports as sickening and said civilians were being massacred in areas recently captured by the RSF. This is all reminiscent of the bloodshed that took place across Darfur 2 decades ago. The United States called it a genocide as government-backed Arab fighters killed at least 300,000 people from black African communities.
That is BBC's Will Ross reporting. Nearly 1 million chickens on a Minnesota egg farm will be slaughtered. It will be done to help limit the spread of the highly contagious bird flu, which has broken out there. You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com.